batteries. Good morning. Welcome to St. John's Lutheran Church this morning. I am so glad that you are here. It's an exciting day. Yes, it's another Sunday when we get to continue this green and growing season after Pentecost. Yes, it is another day when we get to join together with sisters and brothers. But today is the baptism day for little Reagan Eve Goffney. She's adorable. And so we get to be part of this. That's actually, I believe, the first baptism that I get to do at the 8:30 service since I've been here. So, you know, I hope you're in for a wonderful time. All right, all right. I have an announcement that I was given that Darlene Hall wants me really to push. All right, so here it is. It's concerning the senior group, which has been getting started again, meeting one another and doing lunch and things like that. But our senior group will be attending the fall concert of the Grand Lake Symphony Orchestra on Sunday, October 30th, 2022. The concert begins at 3:00 in the afternoon, and it's at St. John's Lutheran Church in Salina. If you wish to attend, please make your reservations by calling Lynn at the church office. Let us know how many you have coming with you, and if you would wish to ride in the church bus or prefer to drive yourself. Reservations need to be made with Lynn by 10:00 in the morning on October 27th. You may bring a guest or two, Darlene says, if you wish. They'll be leaving from the church and driving in caravan at 1:45 on October 30th. After the concert, they will be stopping by for dinner at a local restaurant on the way home. The encouraging word is, let us make this an enjoyable Christian fellowship fun Sunday for everyone, and see you on October 30. So once again, it's the fall concert of the Grand Lake Symphony Orchestra, Sunday, October 30. The concert begins at 3 p.m., leaving the parking lot here at St. John's at 1:45. And I hope that you can join us. Please give Lynn a call if you can. The Thrift Shop is doing their coat giveaway Saturday, October 29th. If you can help on that weekend, Mary is always looking for help. Friday, starting at 1:00 in the afternoon, if you can be there, even if it's just for a little while, they're removing clothes from racks at the thrift shop so they can bring those racks and fill them with coats here. If you can be there, they need help getting coats from upstairs down to the main floor and then from there here into the church. So 1:00 if you can help with the racks, 3:00 if you can help moving things here into the church on Friday. On Saturday, they need help bringing all of the racks and whatever coats are left over back. There's always help on the giveaway of the coats. It's just Mary could really use some help on the beforehand and the afterward. So if you can be there, like I said, even if it's just for a short time or for the entire time, your assistance is welcome on that weekend. It's always a blessing to be there for coat giveaway. I also ask that you would please keep Cody Blust in your prayers as he recovers and awaits the results of some tests. Cody was in the hospital last week with some intestinal issues, and so please keep Cody and his family in your prayers. We've gathered this morning so that we might be in worship together. So let us continue that worship by joining together in our gathering song, Shout to the Lord. Let us rise and sing together.
I know.
And now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
Also with you.
Let us pray. O Lord God, tireless guardian of your people, you are always ready to hear our cries. Teach us to rely day and night on your care. Inspire us to seek your enduring justice for all this suffering world. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. You may be seated.
The first lesson this morning comes from Genesis chapter 32. The same night, Jacob got up and took his two wives, his two maids, and his 11 children and crossed the ford of the Jabbok. He took them and sent them across the stream and likewise everything that he had. Jacob was left alone, and a man wrestled with him until daybreak. When the man saw that he did not prevail against Jacob, he struck him on the hip socket, and Jacob's hip was put out of joint as he wrestled with him. Then he said, "Let me go, for the day is breaking." But Jacob said, "I will not let you go unless you bless me." So he said to him, "What is your name?" And he said, "Jacob." The man said, "You shall no longer be called Jacob, but Israel, for you have striven with God and with humans and have prevailed." Then Jacob asked him, "Please tell me your name." But he said, "Why is it that you ask my name?" And there he blessed him. So Jacob called the place Peniel, saying, "For I have seen God face to face, and yet my life is preserved." The sun rose upon him as he passed Peniel, limping because of his hip. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. The second lesson comes from 2 Timothy, the third chapter. "But as for you, continue in what you have learned and firmly believed, knowing from whom you learned it and how from childhood you have known the sacred writings that are able to instruct you for salvation through faith in Christ Jesus. All scripture is inspired by God and is useful for teaching, for reproof, for correction, and for training in righteousness, so that everyone who belongs to God may be proficient, equipped for every good work. In the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and in view of his appearing and his kingdom, I solemnly urge you, proclaim the message, be persistent whether the time is favorable or unfavorable, convince, rebuke, and encourage with the utmost patience and teaching. For the time is coming when people will not put up with the sound doctrine, but having itching ears, they will accumulate for themselves teachers to suit their own desires, and will turn away from listening to the truth and wander away to myths. As for you, always be sober, endure suffering, and do the work of an evangelist. Carry out your ministry fully. The word of the Lord.
Please rise for the reading of the Holy Gospel. The Gospel according to St. Luke in the 18th chapter. Then Jesus told them a parable about their need to pray always and not to lose heart. He said, "In a certain city there was a judge who neither feared God nor had respect for people. In that city there was a widow who kept coming to him and saying, 'Grant me justice against my opponent.' For a while, he refused. But later, he said to himself, 'Though I have no fear of God and no respect for anyone, yet because this widow keeps bothering me, I will grant her justice so that she may not wear me out by continually coming.' And the Lord said, 'Listen to what the unjust judge says. And will not God grant justice to his chosen ones who cry to him day and night? Will he delay long in helping them? I tell you, he will quickly grant justice to them. And yet, when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on the earth?" The Gospel of our Lord. For those of you who are coming to be a part of a baptism for the first time, when I do a baptism, the sermon that I preach is actually a letter written to little Reagan, to the baptized. But I hope that all of you, as you hear me read this letter, we'll hear also words of encouragement to you and to all the baptized. And so grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Dearest Reagan, you are a wonder. You are a blessing from God for your parents and for your entire family and for all of us. Today, we get to be with you as God blesses you and makes you part of God's family. Today, you are baptized. Now, I wish I could tell you that this would make your life simple and easy. I wish that I could tell you that to be baptized means that there are no more problems that will ever arise in your life. Unfortunately, I can't. Today, God will claim you. God will make you his daughter and promise his presence, his guidance, his wisdom, love, strength, forgiveness, and peace. Today, you will enter into the communion of saints, becoming part of God's dream for all the earth. Today, you will also continue to be human and sinful and tempted. Our lives look a lot like the reading we heard from Genesis today. Jacob was going to see his brother Esau, a brother whom he had cheated and tricked and ran away from. Jacob was concerned, wondering what to do, what to say, how to act and behave. You see, Jacob had always dealt from whatever strength he could manufacture when dealing with his brother. And his wonder was, do we have any more? And so as Jacob wrestled with that situation, Jacob was also wrestling with an actual someone that night. His concern over meeting his brother was made real in a wrestling match with an unknown adversary. As they wrestled, neither one of them had an upper hand until Jacob's hip was dislocated. So for his efforts that night, Jacob got a blessing, he got a new name, and a limp. Our lives, your life, Reagan, will have moments when we too will wonder how to behave, how to live, how to act, what should we say or do. There will be times when you will struggle with the world around you and the people around you, not knowing who is helping or who is hurting. And at those moments, I want you to remember Psalm 121. That's the psalm that's chosen for today. And it begins, I lift up my eyes to the hills. From where will my help come? My help comes from the Lord. Reagan, our strength in those moments doesn't come from hills. Our help, our strength comes from the Lord, the God who will claim you this day. That is where we find the strength and the blessing from God. It doesn't come from us. It doesn't come from the world around us. That strength isn't going to come because of how cute you are or how bright you are. Our help comes from God, who won't let the world defeat you, who will watch over your going out and your coming in forever. That is the promise of your baptism. God will be your shade and your guard. God will walk beside you and help you always. Why? Because God loves you. Because Jesus Christ, our Savior, redeemed us all. And because that is what God chooses to do to you and to all of us. In today's gospel story, Jesus tells us that with God, we can always be in contact. We can pray always, bringing our needs, our troubles, our concerns, our joys to God in love. Jesus also tells us that God will care for us, even when we don't deserve it, even when we are lost and left out, even when we have left others out. God's love comes to change our lives. Jesus lets us know that God wants to bless us. Sometimes that comes, like today, with water and the Word, with forgiveness and peace. And sometimes that blessing comes with a limp or a lump, as we have to learn all of our lessons. The truth, the grace, the hope that we have is that God wants to bless us so that we can bless the world around us. God is with us today, and God comes to be with you always. He will watch over you and all of us and all of creation. Together, we will become God's dream. We will build God's kingdom and share the love of God with the world. Reagan, today you die with Christ so that you may live with him, so that you may live with us, so that creation will live through the life that you share. Reagan, today you will be blessed. And that blessing may not leave you with a limp, but you will be marked. You will be marked with the cross of Christ and the presence of the Holy Spirit forever. May this day be a blessing for you. May we be a blessing for you. And we can't wait to see you shine. Welcome to the family. Amen. God, who is rich in mercy and love, gives us a new birth into a living hope through the sacrament of holy baptism. By water and the word, God delivers us from sin and death and raises us to new life in Jesus Christ. We are united with all the baptized into the one body of Christ, anointed with the gift of the Holy Spirit and joined in God's mission for the life of the world. Do you present Reagan Eve to receive the sacrament of holy baptism? If so, say, we do.
We do.
As you bring this child to receive the gifts of baptism, you are entrusted with responsibilities to live with Reagan among God's faithful people, to bring her to the Word of God and the Holy Supper, teach her the Lord's Prayer, the Creed, and the Ten Commandments, place in her hands the Holy Scriptures, and nurture her in faith and prayer, so that Reagan may learn to trust God, proclaim Christ through word and deed, care for others and the world God made, and work for justice and peace. Do you promise to help Reagan grow in Christian faith and life? If so, say, I do.
I do.
People of God, do you promise to support Reagan and pray for her in her new life in Christ? If so, say, we do. There we are. Will the congregation please rise? I now ask you to profess your faith in Christ Jesus, reject sin, and confess the faith of the church, the faith in which we baptize. Do you renounce the devil and all the forces that defy God, the powers of this world that rebel against God, and the ways of sin that draw you from God? If so, say, I do. And now I invite the congregation to join in answering with the parents and sponsors these following questions. Do you believe in God the Father? I believe in God the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. Do you believe in Jesus Christ, the Son of God? I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead. Do you believe in God the Holy Spirit? I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. The congregation may be seated. Holy God, mighty Lord, gracious Father, we give you thanks for in the beginning your Spirit moved over the waters and you created heaven and earth. By the gift of water you nourish and sustain us and all living things. Through the waters of the flood you delivered Noah and his family. You led Israel by the pillar of cloud and fire through the sea out of slavery into the freedom of the promised land. In the waters of the Jordan, your son was baptized by John and anointed with the Spirit. By the baptism of his own death and resurrection, your beloved son has set us free from the bondage to sin and death and has opened the way to the joy and freedom of everlasting life. He made water a sign of the kingdom and of cleansing and rebirth. In obedience to his command, we make disciples of all nations, baptizing in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Pour out your Holy Spirit so that she who is here baptized may be given new life. Write her into your story of salvation and wash away the sin of Reagan, Eve, and all those who are cleansed by baptismal water, and bring them forth as inheritors of your glorious kingdom. To you be given praise and honor and worship through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. In the unity of the Holy Spirit, now and forever. Amen. Are you ready, little one? Hello.
Hello.
I hope you like baths. All right. Reagan Eve, I baptize you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. All right. All right. All right. God, the Father of our Lord Jesus, we give you thanks for freeing your sons and daughters from the power of sin and for raising them up to new life through this holy sacrament. Pour out your Holy Spirit upon Reagan Eve, the spirit of wisdom and understanding, the spirit of counsel and might, the spirit of knowledge and fear of the Lord, the spirit of joy in your presence. Amen. Reagan Eve, child of God, you have been sealed by the Holy Spirit and marked with the cross of Christ forever. Jesus had said to his disciples, "Let your light so shine before others, so that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven." we light this candle today to mark Reagan's baptism. I'm going to hand that to you, all right? So that she may remember this day and let her light shine with the light of Christ. Let us pray. O God, the giver of all life, look with kindness upon Evan and Morgan, the father and mother of this child. Let them ever rejoice in the gifts that you have given them. Make them teachers and examples of righteousness for Reagan Eve. Strengthen them in their own baptism so they may share eternally with their children the salvation you have given them through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Will the congregation please rise as we welcome Reagan into God's family. Through baptism, God has made this new sister a member of the priesthood we all share in Christ Jesus, that we may proclaim the praise of God and bear his creative and redeeming word to all the world. We welcome you into the Lord's family. We receive you as a fellow member of the body of Christ, child of the same Heavenly Father, and worker with us in the kingdom of God. Can I sneak her for one last half second? Here we are. I just wish to introduce you all to the newest member of God's family and our congregation family. This is Reagan Eve, and she deserves your applause. Come on, come on. That's for you, sweetie. All right. Which are the parents? There we are. Now, for young Reagan, we have some gifts. All right. A quilt. Here's her baptismal certificate and a copy of the letter that I read. This is for you. This is for you. And you can blow that out. And now, in gratitude and humility, let us join together in prayer on behalf of all of God's creation, for all the baptized, that they may become skilled in compassion and grace and equipped to share the good news with all. Grant your followers persistence in proclamation and prayer, and bless and be with young Reagan Eve. Lord, in your mercy. For air and sky, clouds and sun, that they provide rain to parched land and relief to flooded ground. Renew and restore our polluted atmosphere and empower us to be worthy stewards of creation. Lord, in your mercy. For judges, juries, and all who work in the judicial system, that they desire wisdom, seek truth, rule with fairness, and have the courage to do what is right. Eliminate oppression and injustice in our criminal justice system. Lord, in your mercy. For all who are lonely, especially those who have newly arrived in an unfamiliar city or country, political prisoners without recourse to justice, hospital patients without visitors, and any who are ill or grief-stricken. Lord, in your mercy. Compassionate God, we pray for those who need your healing presence. Bless all who suffer illness and disease, who struggle with injury and accident. We pray especially for Sharon, Cody, Fran, Janet, Carol, Jack, Brenda, and Rhonda. May the hope-filled presence of Christ rest upon them and all. Lord, in your mercy. For those in our congregation and community engaged in advocacy work, that with the persistence of the widow, they may lift their voices in seeking justice on behalf of others. Lord, in your mercy. For those who have taught us faith and now rest in your heavenly peace, that we remember and give thanks for these saints who shared the gospel through word and deed. Lord, in your mercy. With grateful hearts, we commend our spoken and silent prayers to you, O God, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. And now may the Lord grant that we see what needs to be seen, and do what needs to be done. May the Lord bless and protect you all. May the Lord smile on you and be gracious to you. May the Lord look upon you all with favor and give you peace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. I hope you have a week filled with blessings as you go into the world with hope.
May God's blessing be upon us.
You've been listening to St. John's Lutheran Church, 120 West Water Street, Sydney, Ohio. May God's glory abide with us today. May the love of God be increased within us and extended towards our fellow worshipers. Welcome, children of God. We invite you to return and worship with us again.
Tonight.